Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my!
You know, we're trying to work through a new opening, and as you can see, we haven't really gotten there yet.
No, not yet.
But it's still Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin, and there's still a Mack truck somewhere motoring through some ice cream. So, hey, here we are. Hey, can you do like a hey, hey, hey? It's, well, we're not that show, but, you know, we could do something fun. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We're going to work on it. Yeah, that was like the greatest opening.
You would really want to reference that guy.
And we're going to sing a song for you. Well, I know it's that guy, but I wasn't really thinking of that guy. I was thinking of the opener. The opener. We need something.
Yep.
We need something jazzy.
Anything better than Jell-O.
Anything better than Jell-O. And all that business. So anyway, what have you been up to? What's been going on with you?
First time we have taken a team from the gym to a bodybuilding, so I'm excited about that next weekend.
All right, very cool. So who's the team and where are they going? Where are y'all going?
The Midwest Legends Classic.
Yes, sir. So how many people are a part of your team, and what's the name of the team?
Oh, Team Fit Body U.
Team Fit Body U, and how many athletes you have going?
Well, we have three, myself included. But it's the first time.
That's still good, though.
Had anything about it.
Yep. It's a team. You're in it. Got people. Going to be there. Going to show up. Going to compete. Going to have some fun. It's all good. And, you know, as fate would have it, I'm going to be at that show, too, except I am not going to have a team. I'm not going to have a team. Well, I could. I could be part of Team Fit Body U.
Yes, you could.
We could all represent. Well, then, shoot, count me in. I should be mad that you didn't ask me to begin with, but I'm not going to be mad about it. I'll just be excited to be part of the team.
No, you're not going
to
be mad at all. There's no way you
can. What? How can I not be mad?
Because I wasn't sure if you'd be able to finish out the preps.
What does that have to do with anything?
You can be part of the team.
Well, whatever, dude. Whatever, dude. Whatever. That's not even a burn. You didn't know if I was going to be able to finish the prep, but
hey,
you didn't even give me an opportunity. Kayla, I would love to be part of Fit Body U. Thank you.
Oh, excellent.
Do you guys see how he does me? Oh, my goodness. No confidence, no invitation, just a big no. A big no, but we're turning that into a yes.
Never got an RSVP.
Whatever. You never sent out an invitation. You never sent out an invitation. You're trying hard, but you're not getting out of this one, bucko. But you know what? That's all right. We are going to move on. Fit Body U now has a team of four, and that's all that counts.
Yay. You do count.
Oh, shoot. I tell you what, Kaylin Patterson. I tell you what. You know what? I'm sending donuts to your house this week. That's what I'm doing.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Oh, watch me. You watch me. Because now I'm part of the team. We want the trophy. I can't send donuts this week. I can't self-sabotage, so that's all right. I can't self-sabotage. I'll send donuts the week after.
There you go.
There we go. They're going to be from Hertz Donut. Some be like, Kaylin, Hertz Donut.
It does hurt. They're so good.
Oh, shoot. Now, tell me about it. I have been wanting popcorn for weeks. Weeks. Not even crazy food, just popcorn. So I'm going
to
have some next week. You're what, the popcorn?
You know what? Donuts and popcorn.
What?
I love popcorn.
You love popcorn? Is popcorn in your macros
probably.
Right now?
Are you eating it?
That's the question. I'll bring popcorn for the whole team. How about that? Because you know what?
Okay,
here, you guys want to know the exciting part? You want to know the exciting part, and then we're going to get on with the rest of our show. But I have always had the traditional popcorn popper that's got the bubble dome on it, and you put a little oil in the bottom, and you put the seeds on, and it swirls around. Well, now I am the proud owner of an air popper. Never had one before.
Is that like an air fryer?
Yes, kind of. It will, in the essence that you're not using oil to fry and or pop. You're just using the heat, the convection heat. And so, and it's a small little guy, so I can actually bring the popper and my seeds on the road, no oil, although I am going to have buttered popcorn. I'm going to have it. So there.
Do it.
I said it. But, yeah, and I can make popcorn for Team Fit Body U.
There you go. I'll eat it.
We all can have it. We all can have it. We're going to have a healthier snack. Air popped. And there you go. All right. So we carried on long enough. I don't know if they have a Hertz donut in Peoria. They do have one in West Des Moines, though. We may have to check that out.
We have to send you some money so you can get some donuts.
Yes. Oh, but I'm just shipping them right back to you. It'll be my treat. It'll be my gift as captain of.
Bring them with you for the show.
It'll be my treat as to the captain of the Fit Body U team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad to eat them.
Okay, well, but here's the caveat, though. You know, this almost could be just like a telephone call, not a show. We're working all our details out. But here's the thing, though. My mom is coming to this show also.
Oh, wow. I'm
so,
lots of pictures.
Yeah, so, yeah, mom's going to be there. And but we're coming up Thursday because we're going to visit family in Chicago. So we're overshooting the destination, and then we're actually going to travel and circle back around to get to East Peoria. So I will have to pick up the donuts on Thursday. So they're going to be like two-day-old donuts.
That doesn't matter.
All right. And we're good.
So
then we're good.
Fix your outfit, Fit Body U.
Do I want to what?
Picture off and Fit Body U.
All I caught was Fit Body U. I had no idea what you said before that. It sounded like
picture off.
Picture
opportunity.
Yes, picture up. Yeah. Is Fit Body U in East Peoria? No. Well, we'll see. If we get there early enough, you know what? All right, we'll take this conversation offline because I'm sure our listeners are like, what on earth are they doing? Have they totally lost their minds?
They want it as well.
They want it as well. Well, you know what? If any of you are in the Chicago area and you want to be part of the picture op at Fit Body U, contact Kalen, and he's going to coordinate that. So let's get listener land in there. Let's get the team. Let's get the Hertz donuts. Yeah, because if I drop off the donuts on Thursday, see, but you're still not going to be able to eat them until Saturday. But
that's right.
You know, it's just my job to transport them. So what happens to them after I drop them off? Totally going to be in your camp. Totally, but you know, maybe I should hold on to them. The willpower only goes so far.
Yes. And my name's not Will or Power.
Then, yeah, I'm going to hold on to the two-day donuts myself, and we'll take those to the show. All right, guys, here we go. You what? This is called Real Talk. You've been getting nothing but real talk, real situations. Kalen dissing me, but then bringing me back on board.
Oh, my goodness.
The threat of sabotage with donuts. But then we're not going to sabotage, but we're still going to have donuts. And then the glory of Air Pops popcorn. It's going to be a magnificent day. This is going to be Kalen and Dez competing at the same show. And my gosh, we haven't competed at the same show in what, 10 years?
How long has it been? I think maybe 11.
11. And
yes.
When we competed at the same show, we didn't even know each other then.
That's so crazy.
That is so crazy. And now we're coming full circle. Ah, crazy. But you know what? I can't give Kaylin too hard of time because, man, this prep was tough. This prep was tough. And it's not that the working out was even tough. And the food hasn't been terrible. But just mentally, it took me much longer, I think, than it's taken ever before to get my head wrapped around a prep. And it's been a grind. It has been a grind for real. But, dude, I'm still here. I'm still in it. Don't count me out before the fat lady sings. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Because actually,
don't
she
do
be
it.
In the transformation class category.
Yes. So don't do it. I mean, Des might struggle, but don't count me out and never underestimate me because that's when I'm going to come. That's when I'm going to surprise you. That's all I have to say about that.
Des struggle, but Des don't quit.
That's right. We don't quit. Tell my kids that all the time. If you're going to start something, you don't have to do it again the second year, but just know you're not going to quit this season. So be ready to stick with it. We don't quit. We don't quit. And there were some nights that buttered popcorn on the couch, it seemed like a good reason to quit. But I didn't do it. Praise God. Thank you to my husband. Still here. Still in it. The struggle can be real, folks. I don't know if you listen to Kayla and I and think, well, that's easy for them and blah, blah, blah. No, we've struggled.
No.
Or at least I've struggled. I've struggled. So.
With Kenny passing away, you know, that was if that was going to be the final straw, that would have been it. When to hold him in my arms as he's passing on, and basically being the last person he ever saw, it just got me. And
tell our listeners who don't know who Kenny is, kind of just give this just a little bit of the story here.
Well, when I first came to the gym, about a year, I was actually on basically what would be considered second shift, meaning I was working in the afternoons, and I had no idea about anybody in the morning. And there was a member, one of the trainers there, that had a second job, and he was asking if he could come the second shift so he could do his first shift, new job. And I was very reluctant because, as a trainer, you have your members and that they get used to your style of training, your format, your personality, and the atmosphere that you bring. Because we're all different. You know, nobody's the same. Nobody has the same mentality in their approach. They might be energetic. They might be motivated. But there's a vast difference in how you interact with people, and everybody's got their own style. So I didn't want to leave them because basically sometimes when you leave, people quit. You're the motivation for them being at the gym, and I was just very reluctant for that change of dynamic. And there were three people that basically let me know it was okay to be on first shift because they just took me in as soon as I came in there. Because, Des, I don't know if you've ever seen – well, yeah, you've been around my workout. I'm very all over the place because I'm trying to get a workout that's going to have my body ready for the workday. And, you know, let's be honest, we are our own presentation. So this guy, there was Kevin and Rebecca. They just got married this year, you know, because of COVID, they couldn't get married last year. And then there was a guy named Kenny. Kenny was a lot older than me, but he was just one of those genuine guys. And I mean, his initial conversation was just fun. He's full of life, full of energy, and he's one of the elder statesmen that can tell a new joke all the time. Because most of the time, they got one good or two good jokes, and you get to hear it year after year after year. Kenny never at a thing joke. He was just one of those guys. He was just original. And he took to me and I took to him. And, you know, I noticed that I wasn't the only one. There was plenty of people that felt the same way I did about him, because he was just one of those people. And I said, you know, if you said you got a gym dad, you got a gym mother, but he became the godfather because he seemed to just hold us all together. And I just enjoyed being around him. I mean, honestly, just overjoyed. And it permeated that morning group we had, well, the morning group we have. And every day in and out, there was Kenny. So, you know, basically the day didn't start until Kenny got to the gym. We'd all get there earlier. It didn't really start until Kenny got there, because, like I said, he was just that kind of guy. And he was so genuine and just so original with his person and who he was. It's like we just started doing things. Like, you know, so, everything, every idea about getting together or every idea about doing something was something that, you know, it was for Kenny. Let's do this for Kenny. You know, and who really has that kind of capability in the morning when people haven't had their coffee, they haven't had much of anything, they're tired, they don't want to be there. And he was the motivator. He would just keep us alive and aware and cordial with each other. You know, everything was just something else that would, you know, keep Kenny happy, because he was just one of those guys. And every day it became that. So when we started the Monday, Wednesday, Friday free training, because Kenny suffered from Parkinson's and a couple other ailments, but he never let them keep him from the gym. And we became his family. So he did become like the godfather, because everything was basically see us. And even during COVID, his wife had made him promise not to come to the gym, because she was afraid, you know, with his weakened condition and weakened immunity system, it might kill him. And he would drive by, you know, just drive by the gym. And he didn't know we were looking, but we'd see him. But we didn't want to get him in trouble with his wife. And, you know, we'd message him and call him, or somebody would say, yeah, we saw you coming by, and thanks so much for doing that. Because, you know, who does that? So it was a really family-type atmosphere. And we would talk. I mean, we got this group in the kitchen all the time. It was just a really family dynamic. It's hard to explain, just seeing it for what it was. And none of us knew each other until we came to that gym. So it was very unique. And it was all because Kenny just kind of gelled us together. And I thank God for him all the time. And, you know, we would talk and say different things. And he's the only guy I know that would make a birthday card for you. He had a cousin that would do that does the Hallmark card. And for some reason, he would always, every year, make a birthday card for me. And this year was really special, because with him, you know, being, he was going down, he's getting weaker. And he couldn't get the card to me on my birthday, and he wanted to give it to me personally. And so I got the birthday card from him about 2 weeks after my birthday, but he had to give it to me personally to tell me, you know, how much he really appreciated, you know, how I treated him and respected him, and would just speak to him like a human being. And I don't know why he took to me that way, I really don't. But, you know, we had bonded in that way. And on his 75th birthday, we had celebrated at the gym, and then we celebrated over the weekend. And then we basically celebrated Monday with the people that might have missed it over the weekend. And then that after we sat and had a conversation, he let me know that, you know, he really enjoyed us. He really appreciated it, and he felt so loved. He just felt so loved. And that was the last conversation we had. And I just remember a guy running in, and he said, you know, that guy you were just talking to fell in the parking lot, and he's not moving. And my heart just stopped because, you know, like, I was thinking, you don't have conversations like that. And then, you know, the guy died. That's not how the movie ends, you know. And we were able to, it was me and a guy named Steve Wilder, and we both have CPR and EMT and CRT certified. So I was like, who better to be in the best hands than people who can actually, you know, get him resuscitated? And we were able to get a heartbeat. We were able to get him breathing, but we weren't able to bring him back fully, like, where he was revived and aware of the situation. And I was thinking in my heart, you know, last year, believe it or not, Steve Wilder, the guy that was helping me, had a very similar situation, and his heart had stopped. And I said, you know, you're not dying on me. You're just not dying on me. And then to have this guy basically helping me after he had been through that episode the year prior. And they were able to get a pulse, but they weren't able to revive him or get him back to consciousness. And then that Monday, he'd fallen out. That Friday, he passed away. And it just broke my heart because from Monday to Friday, it was like limbo. And I was just going through the motions. Every day was just a reminder that he wasn't there. And I just remember with a client, and as I was walking, I was like, oh, yeah, we don't want to get in Kenny's way. And, you know, that was the point where I said, you know what, I'm just done. Because I'm thinking about a show, and this guy is basically leaving this earth. And like you said, prep's not easy. It's not an easy time. There's a lot of things that could happen, this being one of them. And sometimes it seems like it's too much. But one of the conversations he and I had was about not quitting. You don't quit. You push hard, you know, because there's people that basically count on you to be that motivating factor, just like we counted on him. And so, you know, I just stopped the pity party and got back on the horse and started prep again. I mean, like, I never crapped on the diet. I never, you know, if there would have been a time for me to get back on alcohol, that would have been it. But not even that. It was just tired, I guess the best way to say it. Just incredibly tired. Knowing I'm losing a friend. And just feeling so empty. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because I never felt alone. I just felt empty. You know, like one of those what's next kind of moments. And it just lingered, because it went from Monday morning to Friday afternoon. And when his daughter had come into the gym, I mean, when we locked eyes, I knew. I just knew. And I didn't want to do anything after that. I just didn't want to do anything. But here we are, a week away from getting ready to do the show, and God knows he'll be in my heart when I'm on stage. Ben? I think we lost this. Well, I think either I was muted or... Oh, okay, there you are.
Am I here now? I'm like, I'm on, but you can't hear me, so I'm not sure what's going on. But, you know, I was just saying, you know, our hearts are with you, and loss is never... It's never easy, and I don't know if I'm the only one who thinks about this, but, you know, we were never meant to die, really. I mean, when God created Adam and Eve, they were supposed to live in the garden for all eternity, and they had the tree of life, and that was like they were virtually immortal. I mean, I haven't seen anything scripturally to suggest otherwise. And then sin came into the world, and then so also entered death. And, you know, it's hard to wrap your heart around a concept when it was never created to experience that. And so it's always going to be one of those just very most difficult experience in this life that we live right now.
Yes.
But as you said, Kaylin, praise the Lord, we are never alone. And, you know, and with time, things do heal. Sometimes it takes a great deal of time, and, you know, maybe the hurt never goes away, but it's it may not be as keen as it feels right now.
Yeah.
So,
it's not
very
a sharp
special
thing.
Friend he was. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he was.
But his memory and all the positives live on, and that's where you can take comfort and still smile and still share those memories and still laugh and, you know, still experience the joy that he brought to everyone.
Yes. Kenny's crew will live on. We've got a lot of stuff in memoriam of him. And, you know, it's so crazy because of when I went to the show in Wisconsin, so many people were letting me know how the grief they had, because, you know, I shared a lot of that through social media with Kenny. I mean, we had the old man's group, we had the Monday morning red crew and the blue crew, and that was all, you know, centered around Kenny. So it was really, really something to see how many lives that had never actually met him, but it met him through social media, and they could see the genuineness of who he was and who he had, all the people he had basically changed for the better. So it was really nice. It was really nice.
Very good. Very good. Well, virtual hugs. I don't really know how to transition after that.
You don't. So you just go on.
There's no good way to do it. So I'm going to transition. And
Let's do that transition.
And here we go. So a lot of stuff going on in the natural bodybuilding world, a lot of shows taking place, super excited shows coming up. You know, I saw a very interesting meme the other day, and I just had to chuckle. It was like, I know the Alpha and Omega. I'm not concerned about the Delta. And I don't share that to make light of Delta because I know there are a lot of people getting sick. You know, hospital numbers are rising. COVID is here, guys. It's here to stay. I was mildly optimistic that things might be different by this time of year, but I was not fully expecting it, and here we are. But I just say that to show that, you know, this, we got to deal with stuff, but depending on where your assurance is rooted is going to determine how you are going to weather these storms that come along. And the bodybuilding industry continues to weather, continues to promote health, continues to provide opportunities for athletes that are challenging themselves and their bodies, and, you know, just continuing to support the community that has been created. And, you know, we are totally embracing that and loving that. So last weekend, the OCB Skyview Classic took place. Promoter Lauren Thompson, this was his fourth year holding this show. And I got to say, Kaylin, you weren't there because you were driving a bus for your church.
Yes.
In a parade, which in itself is awesome as well, because normally Kaylin comes to support the show also. But it was a show where Murphy's Law was having its way with the show.
Yep.
So and I'm not going to go through all of the things, because despite everything that happened, Lauren and his team and his judging panel and scorekeeper, everybody was there, you know, did their jobs, did whatever they needed to, and the show pretty much, minus starting late, went off without a hitch. And that in and of itself was a blessing. But to start with, so Kaylin, you know the venue that Lauren usually holds this show at, and it's a very dark room, dark for meaning that it's painted black. It's a small theater room. And so you've got your sound box, you've got theater seating, and then you've got a stage, but the walls and everything is painted black, so not to distract from what's going on stage. Well, wouldn't you know?
Sounds I'm sorry, like what? It sounds like a Rolling Stone song.
Yeah, so wouldn't you know, show day rolls around and the main stage lights don't work.
Oh, my.
They do not work at all. All we have is minimal lighting towards the back of the stage, not even towards the front of the stage. And so that took some creativity on everyone's part. We relocated the judges' table and moved those to the stage as close as we possibly could, and lined the athletes up in the lighting as best we could. And for bikini, you know, there's usually a walk to the front and the back of the stage. It became a very short walk.
Yeah.
But the judges did, you know, a phenomenal job with what we had. Ingrid Isaacs was the head judge, and she moved all of the athletes around to make sure that everyone was seen in the best lighting that was available multiple times. So, you know, even when Murphy's Law happens, if you keep your head about you, you know, there are ways to work around several things. Although, unfortunately, because the lighting was so bad, the show photographer ended up refunding the athletes' money, or at least that's what she said was going to happen, because there was just no way that she could capture any really good photos. So that was one downside to that. But the show did go on, and, you know, there was good competition on the stage. And I have to say, you know, at Lauren's show over the past couple of years, we've seen some of our older fan favorites that had already earned pro status but had to re-up their OCB status show up at Lauren's show. And this year was no different. So we started with men's bodybuilding. And by the way, the judging panel consisted of Hobby Olanarin, and Habadeen Olanarin, yep. And he is a bodybuilding pro. He's been on the show before. Kaylin, very familiar with Hobby, or Habadeen, the full version. We had Holly Hines. She is a pro physique competitor. In fact, she competed in Las Vegas, I believe, or she is competing in Las Vegas this Saturday. So we still wish her well. She was on the judging panel. Ingrid Isaacs, as I said, was the head judge, and she has been judging for several years, has a judge that competed across several organizations. She is a figure pro and a corporate fitness manager, and she also says she's a gold digger.
Yeah.
Not to get that confused with a gold digger, but she's a gold digger. She's chasing them goals, and, again, did a fantastic job. And then Matthew Burdess was on the judging panel, along with my husband, Corey Carruthers, and then, you know, another industry favorite, Kimmy Arnone, was there to do the scoring and the tabulating and just help out with anything and everything that needed it. So we had a really, really, really good group of people, and I had the privilege of emceeing the show, and it was a good time. DMC. It was a good time. And speaking of DMC, that always makes me think of DKP, which is Dr. Corey Probst. But I believe she's not a Probst anymore, and Dr. Corey was with the Diet Doc. She's recently gotten married, and I can't recall her new married name, but I was just like, yay! So DKP is still a DK, but no longer a P. So I guess the only KP we have left is the Kalen Patterson.
That's right.
So, Kalen, lend me your ear, Patterson. That's
all
who we got.
All the DKPs are gone. That's crazy.
All the DKPs are gone. Unless you get your doctorate in something, Kalen, then you can be
there
the
you go.
DKP. All right, so what I wanted to do was go share some of the results of the OCB Skyview Classic with you. So it had its bumps in the road, not to mention that, anyway, I'm not even going to mention it. There was stuff. We don't need to go over it all, but the lighting was the biggest thing. The lighting was overcome. I will say this, though. Of all the shows that I have ever been to, the OCB fans, the OCB Skyview Classic, I should say, fans, are the best group of fans I have ever come across. They are so vocal and so supportive of everybody. I mean, they raise the roof for their athletes and for every other athlete that's on the stage, and they pretty much maintain their energy throughout the whole show. I have never seen the amount of, and they don't leave. They stay for the whole show. It did not clear out until the end. And the show started 45 minutes late because of some issues. So I don't know how that can be replicated, if it ever will see it replicated again, but hats off to the people that support the Skyview Classic, because they do a phenomenal job. I get charged up off of them. They are fantastic. Love them. I wish all audiences were like that, were just like that high energy and vocal and clapping and hooting and hollering and just being supportive of whether their person was on the stage or not. Because, you know, so many times people in the audience, they're just watching, not saying, not clapping, not cheering, not doing a darn thing. And that makes a difference. It makes such a huge difference for the athletes because, yeah, they're nervous and they might be pumped up, but they draw so much more energy off of the people in the audience. You watch an athlete who's up there, might be nervous, maybe not, but someone calls their number, says their name, cheers for them, and they just light up. They just light up. They can't help but light up. So the athletes really feed off of the energy from the audience. So if you get the chance to support a natural bodybuilding show and you're in the audience, do not be shy. Show them some love and keep showing it.
You won't be shy around me.
You won't be shy around Kalen. Kalen's going to make enough noise for everybody. So just join in. Just join in. Just follow along. But, all right, here we go. So
here we go.
We started out with men's bodybuilding, and so in the open, we had four competitors, and all very strong. I mean, all very strong. The judges had to work for them, through them. I'm going to go through the top four, so we're going to say congratulations to fourth place, went to Joy Williams, third place, Ian Harris, who was also a novice competitor, third place, Ben Shaw. In first place, you should recognize this name, Kalen, but we haven't seen him on stage in many, many years. And in fact, I think the first time that I saw him was one of the first shows that we were at together, and it was the Castillo show. Can you guess who
Spartan
I might
Classic.
Be talking about? Yep, the Spartan Classic. Can you guess who the athlete might be?
Oh, I cannot guess.
Okay. Well, it's Brandon Chasen.
Oh, wow.
You remember him?
Yes.
Yeah, he has not been on a stage, I believe, in at least 5 years, maybe seven. He took some extended time off. But even then, when we first saw him, he was phenomenal. I mean, he was definitely a standout on the stage at that time. And
yes.
Took some time off. He's gearing back up to be more active in competing. And so,
Choose better words. Yeah, you said he's gearing back up.
Oh, my gosh. You always pick that out. You know what? Stop giving gearing the bad. We're going to change that. It's going to have a different connotation than just the negative. But anyway, he's getting ready to be more active on the competition scene. And so we're going to see more of him. So this was kind of a warm-up show, and warm-up indeed, because he won first place and looked great. Looked great
nice.
Doing it. And in fact, it's been a while, but he came in with more size than he has had in the past. So his downtime and leaner than I recall seeing him in the past. So his downtime has been well used. So he is now a new OCB Bodybuilding Pro Card holder. So congratulations to Brandon.
Congratulations.
All right. And congratulations in men's physique, the open category. Fourth place went to Aiden Begg. Third place went to Chase Belaski. Second place to Albert Swice. And first place to Michael Geiger. He earned his pro card in that class. And this class, the bodies were kind of all over the place in classic physique.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, even though the bodies were all over the place, the other thing that was all over the place was the posing. Because of those four people that I just named, really only about two of them knew how to pose classic physique posing. All the rest of the posing was more traditional bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not without saying, because several of the individuals were also novice competitors as well. So they hadn't been competing in classic physique before or very long. But, I just want to point out to everyone that, if you're going to jump in a category, understand the poses that are required of you. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Kaylin? So it will cost you. And so for some of our newer listeners, can you just touch on for us like some of the differences? Well, not some. What are the differences between classic physique and bodybuilding poses?
Anybody seeing Pumping Iron, there's a scene in there that would be a great example of the men's classic physique. And that was when Arnold and Franco were doing the posing with the ballet instructor, because she was teaching them the flow on stage instead of just, because I know there was, and Des, you remember this, there was a big push to get away from the posing routines and everything else that basically took it from just being archaic into modern art as well as a sport, when I'm talking about bodybuilding. And part of that was the seamless flow from pose to pose. If anybody were looking for modern posing that would just hold it down, that would be Richie Lopez. He's the guy out of our area in the Midwest that just has, I mean, he's just owning that category. And he is seamless and flawless when it comes to the transitions, the posing, like bodybuilding. Like, if you look at me, it's almost I do smile on stage, but there's a hard, gritty, like, I want to burn the building down. I'm so furious at life. And, and then you got somebody like Richie where you can't keep up with his transition, because he's that smooth and going back and forth. And this is what it does. And I know they do the vacuum pose, and then they have the victory pose, a lot of poses that are more traditional. The things that basically separated the men from the boys, I guess the best way to say it. Because you had people that really didn't want to change. They didn't want to grow the sport. They wanted to do what they know. And the fans just be happy with it. And I think when you had these other poses that were coming in, it really transformed the sport to where you got more viewing and more engagement. And, I mean, like Des was saying about the group that they have at the Skyview Classic, when you get that kind of energy, Classic of the Week would be a great category to have that basically get reintroduced where people can get involved and be more involved with it, because the posing, even though it's been around for a while, it's new to the people who are used to just seeing the bodybuilding posing. It does make a big difference. I like it. I know, the USBF basically says the natural athlete is the classic because that's where everything originated from. But I still like those poses, and if they incorporated them into the posing routines, I'm just as happy. But, you know, thank God we haven't done away with it.
Yep. So just a lot of different, Kaylin said, the victory pose, the vacuum pose. And if you Google those terms, you'll be able to see pictures of what those represent. You know, it's hand placement. It's a lot more finesse than your traditional bodybuilding poses, which they still have to know those because that's part of their mandatory routine. But then they bring in the additional posing. That's the classic side of it. And it's a more elegant posing as well. But so just know that classic physique is not the same as bodybuilding. I think the sport is still working out the nuances of the differences, but there are different requirements. So you're going to want to make sure that you understand what those different requirements are. And so just food for thought there. So next, men's physique. Now, this was a big class. And again, men's physique and women's bikini still tend to lead in numbers as far as sheer numbers of competitors. But, other categories, we're starting to see fuller lineups as well. I don't know if this year has been the banner year that we were anticipating, just thinking that everybody and anybody was going to compete this year because last year was shut down. Numbers have been decent, but numbers have not been like blockbuster. Are you feeling that, Kaylin, or am I totally just misreading what's going on?
No, you're not. You're all. I agree.
So numbers still decent, but not as many athletes, rolling on the stage this year that we thought might be. So we'll see. We'll see what 2022 brings. I hope we continue to see more people getting back into the game. But for men's physique, we had seven competitors in this. So this was a fairly large group, especially for the limited lighting that we had on the stage. So it had to be creative in moving people around. And this category was kind of fun because you had brothers competing in the same category. And I don't know how old they were, but they couldn't have been more than, 18 to 24 months apart from each other. At least that's the way they looked. So they were relatively close in age and stature, but there was one brother that did overshine the other a little bit. So we're just going to say, hands together, FOA. Fifth place, Matthew Phipps. Fourth place went to Alex Runge. Third place, John Barnes. Second place went to Connor Runge. So there's the other brother. And then first place, Maurice Cornelius. And I feel like I have seen him before, but I just couldn't place that face. And I don't know if that name rings a bell for you at all, Kaylin. But Maurice Cornelius had a very impressive physique, very full muscle bellies, very lean and nice posing, everything that you expect from a men's physique category. So well-deserved pro card there in that category. I will say I was also very excited for the transformation category. I really want to see this category succeed across every organization. I would love to see it packed. I would love to see it packed more so than even maybe some of the bodybuilding, you know, categories, all the other categories that most people are there to see, because these are people that are stepping in to and stepping up their health and wellness goals and just crushing them, banging them out. And, you know, they might not be bodybuilding competitors yet, but they are definitely making grand strides in their overall health. And I just really want to see more people in this category, because there are far more people that could transform than there probably are those that will ever be serious bodybuilding competitors. I mean, anybody can be a transformation competitor. It's just all it takes is making a decision to go after better health and then sticking to it and sharing your results. I mean, that's what the transformation category is. I mean, and it's not just about who lost the most weight, but it's also who has made the biggest transformation in, yes, their body physically, but also emotionally and even spiritually as part of this whole process. And you tell the story. The athlete tells the story, and that's what they get to share. And it is just so motivational. There's only one female competitor, but she was talking about how, you know, her goal was she just wanted to lose 15 pounds. COVID hit. She got laid off from her job. She stayed focused on her wellness goals. And through it all, she lost more than 30 pounds and got trained as an EMT and is now working as an EMT in the system during that whole downtime when she got laid off due to COVID. So, I mean, wow. This is one of those stories where, despite, you know, here we go again, Murphy's Law, or whatever you want to call it, crashing down on her, lost her job, the gyms in Illinois were closed, she's trying to make these changes in her health, her resources just seem to be shut down around her everywhere. She pursues a new career, is now an EMT, loving her job and her team of ENTs, and she doubled her goal and crushed it in all of those dreary circumstances. Now, that's a transformation. And, I mean, of course, she was our winner for female, Angela Price, but I think she was just a winner overall. And then also a gentleman by the name of Ryan Faltus. I believe he had lost over 60 pounds and has no plans on stopping, and he's trying to train so he can get in the MMA ring. And it's just, you know, just stories like that. Whatever your goals are, whatever your reasons are, whatever your why is, you know, just get out there and crush it. So I really, you know, Kaylin, I would love to see that grow. I'm trying some different things to support it, going to keep trying it. But, folks, come on, you can do it. You can do it. I know we have a lot of listeners that aren't bodybuilders, but they either love the sport or they just love listening to us bicker back and forth with each other, or they love a bodybuilder. And maybe this is their opportunity to, you know, jump in a show with their bodybuilder, but not as a bodybuilder, but as a transformation athlete. I mean, that's something to really think about, folks. And I'm sure there could be a Fit Body U transformation team, and or the transformation athletes can count towards the team points.
Sure,
that's right. We are dang sure trying. So all you Fit Body Uers out there, you know, go talk to Kaylin about it. He'll help you find a show, and he'll help you train, and he'll help you get ready. Go talk to Kaylin. Talk to somebody, but just do it. Just do it.
Talk
to Kaylin. And if you don't belong to Kaylin's gym, then that's when you talk to somebody. But just or message me. Let's just keep you going. And then talk to me. All right, so our last two categories, and we've only got about 6 minutes left, so we're going to roll through this. So our last two categories were figure and bikini, and they had to break these up into two groups, two open groups for both of them, because there were several competitors. So I think that is fantastic. And several masters competitors, which I love, because, you know, I'm a master, so it always has a soft place in my heart.
Yes, you are a master.
And I am a master. Oh man, pretty soon I'm going to jump centuries. I won't just be in the 40 plus category. In about another couple of years, I can be in the 50 plus category.
I know what you mean.
Oh my gosh, it's a little surreal. But here we are still banging out weights and marching across stages, Kaylin. So it just goes to show, natural bodybuilding, one of the few sports where regardless of your age, you can still get out there and hold your own. And hold your own. So figure 40 plus, we want to say the top five. And it will say there was one gal who competed in every single figure class. And she
wow.
had to have been exhausted because there were four different classes she competed in between novice, 50 plus, 40 plus, and her open class. Without virtually any rest between several of those classes. I know she had to have gone home and slept for days if she could because posing is so taxing, so tiring. Even when you're conditioned, it can be, you know, it can take a toll on the body. You're going to be sore for days afterwards if you're doing it right. And if you're not conditioned, you're going to be sore for a couple more days after that. Just because you're flexing and holding and showing and, you know, all the things.
Oh, you better believe it.
Four classes. I was just like, hats off. I mean, and there was another athlete, I think, that competed in three or four classes straight, too. So it was pretty amazing. I mean, talk to us, Kaylin. I mean, talk to us about just how taxing. I mean, if you pose for any length of time, I think it feels like you've gone through, like, a whole body workout.
No, you have, and then some. And, I was one, but you know, I used to jump in every category I could, and I enjoyed it. And for me, it's a test of endurance, you know, because everybody says what they want to do, but when it comes time to do it, they either back off or basically shy away from the intensity. And I think that's, and you've got on Ed Show, so you know that's one of the biggest things is who's giving their all to make their presence known, and posing is incredibly hard to do, but then if you do it in a way that shows you've been there before, it shows so much. It shows so much of how the respect level, you know, how you respect your competition, and you know how you truly feel about getting there and doing what needs to be done. And one of the things I was always happy about is, you know, I made it. At the end of the show, I made it to the end. And it's not easy. I mean, you make it look easy, but it's not. It's really not. And I know one of the things that I do, and I know people laugh at me and say I'm crazy, is if I'm close to getting home, I'll drive home that night. And I'll go to the gym and get another workout because you're only as good as your last show, and you're only going to be better with your next show. So if you're not,
yep.
It's like it's so much that needs to happen for the sport to grow, and we have to do our part to make sure that we're investing our time and energy to increase it. And if you notice, I don't think you've ever seen a post from me that said, you know, I think the judges suck, I got robbed. You know, for me, it just doesn't suit the sport well at all. And it's not because I'm leaving anything out. I just know that we can do so much better with our time and energy. And if we're going to be speaking of it, then we should go ahead and do it. And I know I've been posing with Team Fit Body U, Tiffany DeRocca, and Aaron Davern. So they're going to be ready, and they're not going to be complaining either. So it's going to be a lot of fun getting down there. And I know Desiree is going to be doing a great job as well.
Desiree. You know,
Desiree.
I'm trying. You know, it's been 4 years since the last time I was on stage. So I'm trying to, you know, shake out the cobwebs and bring the heat. Hopefully it's a full flame and not a flicker.
Yeah.
Woo, but I'm on a team now, baby. I got to represent. I got to represent.
Right.
It's not just me on the line. This is Team Fit Body You.
There you go.
All right, so let's go. Figure categories, 40-plus. Congratulations to fifth place, Kim Collier. Fourth place, Yesenia Cruz. Third place, Yashelle Lachelle Koala. Second place to Tanya Dahl. And first place went to Dawn Bailey. She earned her pro card in 40-plus. Then we had figure open A. And fourth place went to Yesenia Cruz. Third place, Tamika Harrington. Second place, Dawn Bailey. And first place, Robbie Anderson. And open class B. Fifth place went to Shermaine Brown-Wade. Fourth place went to Brittany Walker. Third place to Kim Collier. Second place, Lachelle Koala. And first place to Tanya Dahl. And Tanya Dahl took the pro card. And I have to say, super excited about the way that this was handled. You had your classes that competed, and then the winners of the class competed in an overall head-to-head to earn the pro card, and Tanya Dahl took that pro card in the figure category. So that was pretty awesome, I thought. And then, you know what, guys? Well, go ahead, Kaylin.
Yeah, I wanted to, because, you know, you said that a lot of people are supporting Lauren. I know one of the guys that we know, Matt McClure. He's just a phenomenal individual, but very supportive, very, very supportive of
yeah,
that
Matt
show.
Was there.
Yes, and really helping that show grow, not because of anything particular, but just the fond memories that he had and everything that Lauren did. Because I tell you, Lauren has had some of the hardest roads to get that show going. And, you know, he had lost a loved one and a close friend. So, you know, and he still did the show. So, you know, we shouldn't take these shows for granted, and we shouldn't take the promoters and their promotions for granted. And I think that's why it strikes a nerve for me when you have people that are willing to go so far to support the athlete, not just in speech, because I've been around people that can talk your ear off and have you motivated to take on the world and then basically pull the rug out from under you because they'll never be there on anything you do. I know Lauren is one of those guys, Jack Halverson and Matt McClure. These guys are special, and we have many women that are of that same kind of caliber. We need to promote them as people more, because they do so much. They define the industry, and they do give the vision and the vision in motion. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Matt, because he's a special guy.
Yep, and he was there. I almost didn't recognize him. He's got a ponytail. Matt was there expediting. And you know what? I'm missing a page of my show results, guys, so I apologize for that. I'm not going to be able to give full call-outs to the bikini class, but I will find that information, and we can touch on that next show. But I will say this, that pretty much Jenny Wooldridge, she came in from Kentucky, talked to her coach. Her son was in the audience. She won first place every class she was in. She started in debut. Went on to novice, she won her open class, and she won overall. Jenny Woolridge from Kentucky, I tried to point her coach in the direction of the Millers and said, connect with them. Josh and Melissa Miller, they do a fantastic job. They got a fantastic
just
show. It's in your neck of the woods, so you could look forward to another great competition experience there as well. So, bam, that's our very quick review of the OCB Skyview Classic. But you know what? Congratulations, Lauren. The athletes did well. Everybody got on the stage when they were supposed to. I mean, the show, other than starting late, didn't miss a beat. It did not miss a beat. even when our favorite DJ, Kaylin, who is there every year, tried to leave early.
Is that a thing?
I said I wasn't going to share that, and 1 year he did leave early.
Yes, he
did. So that part hasn't changed. And I said I wasn't going to share that, but I knew you would appreciate that.
Yes, because then I became DJ Kaylin.
And then you became DJ Kaylin. You were the DJ KP at that moment. So,
yes.
But he hung around. We had, we had music. So I'm just saying, folks, sometimes things happen out of your control. You gotta make lemonade the best you can, roll with the punches. So with
there
that being said, Kaylin Patterson, snickerdoodle shout out.
I know it's going to be great on a donut, that's for sure.
And there you have it, folks. So until next time, just remember, your body's a temple. So let's build it.
Oh, what's next?